This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A coal mine is closing in northwest Colorado. CPR's Dina Sieg reports more than 130 workers will lose their jobs by the end of the year.
When closed, the Colowayo mine will transition to a reclamation phase with the goal of restoring the land. The mine near Meeker, which is about 50 years old, produces coal that supplies a power plant in Craig that's set to close by September of 2028. All of Colorado's coal-fired power plants are set to close by 2031. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Baristas at three Front Range Starbucks locations remain on strike indefinitely. The two stores in Colorado Springs and one in Lafayette began striking last week. It's part of an effort in 40 U.S. cities to demand better working conditions for Starbucks employees. The union behind the strike says to expect more locations to join if a deal with the corporation is not reached. The vast majority of Starbucks locations are not unionized and remain open. Organizers at food banks and pantries are breathing a sigh of relief as SNAP benefits return to Colorado. But CPR's Tony Gorman reports they don't feel like they're out of the woods just yet.
Food banks saw a spike in visits and calls when the Trump administration chose to pause November SNAP payments that forced pantries to purchase more food, with some spending three times the normal amount in order to help meet demand. Weld Food Bank spokesperson Weston Edmonds doesn't expect the traffic to ease up anytime soon, even with the return of SNAP payments.
We want to make sure that as folks are getting their SNAP back, but they're still trying to just get themselves resettled and feeling like they're okay, that if they need to come to the food bank, they can, and we want to make sure we have the food available for them when they do.
I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News in KRCC.